Expert on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And the Volvo S90, the last word in innovation with semi-autonomous technology as standard.
Now, it's time for the last word on wheels, and Michael Sheridan has joined me in studio. Tony Toner, Training Director of the Institute of Advanced Motorists of Ireland, is on the line because today we want to discuss a situation in England that was announced during the week where learner drivers are without a full licence. They will be allowed to practice their high-speed driving skills on the motorway. So we're going to discuss whether this might be something that could be brought in here in Ireland. Tony, I'll come to you first. Remind people of what the situation is at the minute for learner drivers in terms of rules and regulations when it comes to motorways.
Hi, Susan. Well, they're simply not allowed on motorways. They have a learner driver has an EDT as part of their training, and that EDT is 12 hours of compulsory training given by an approved driving instructor licensed through the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, and those 12 hours are effectively in the catchment area where they live. Invariably, driving schools will have test routes covered in their paraphernalia, etc. And the focus on every learner permit holder is to pass the driving test. Motorways are not included, and you know there is a huge onus on an instructor if they had to take one onto a motorway. It changes the game considerably and brings a massive risk into the area of driver training.
But Tony, do we end up in a situation where people get their licences and then they've never driven on a motorway and then down they go onto a motorway? Is that not very dangerous in itself?
Would you go to a dentist who had basically done some computer-derived course on tooth extraction and didn't do the full 7 years or whatever it takes? Or what would you do? You know, the thing about it is, we have to train people when they're in a position, when they have the experience to accept that training and benefit from that training. And we can't blame people for not knowing. We have a situation at the moment that the driving standard on motorways leaves a fair bit to be desired. There's a huge amount of bad lane discipline. There's people stopping on motorways for no good reason. There's undertaking going on. People not dealing with debris on the motorway correctly. Rear end shunts. Dublin's M50 shuts down on a daily basis because people travel too close together.
But does that not show you then that we need to teach people how to drive on motorways?
People with full licences, Susan.
They were never taught in the first place.
Well, hold on. That's exactly it. But the time to teach them is not at the novice stage. The time to teach them, surely, is post their driving test, when they have gained a level of competency that has been assessed by an examiner, and they are now N-plated. And these N-plates are going round with absolutely no benefit whatsoever, other than it obscures a part of the rear windscreen. Why not, as part of the end plate, introduce motorway instruction then? And that motorway instruction could be included with an additional thing on night driving that people also put in the package of learner driving. They do an approved course, and at that approved course, they can go, having got a level of competency and gained a full licence, they're in a position then of doing motorway driver training, again, with an approved instructor. The removal of the N plate might be a benefit to that, as might be a possible reduction on insurance for a standard gained through an approved driving programme.
Michael, let me jump to you for a second. What do you make of this proposal in the UK? What do you think of it?
Well, I'd agree with everything Tony said in terms of training. It's so important, because passing a test is just getting ready to pass the test on that day, and people will do We're Irish. We'll do the bare minimum to get ourselves through that test on that day. What you can't fast track is people's on-road driving experience. But what you can do is, with further training, you can help them become better drivers. Motorways, statistically, per kilometre, are one of the safest roads you can be on. Everybody's going in the same direction. There's no junctions. There's slip roads on, slip roads off. But Irish people have proven time and time again, we don't really know how to use them. And that's because there's no mandatory training, as Tony says. And in the UK, they've been very forward-thinking in terms of their test. I mean, they even have a section of their test where the learner driver drives on their own and is assessed from outside the vehicle. Okay. And that's something that only happens on a motorcycle test here in Ireland. They also, by bringing in this and allowing learners learn on a motorway, they're not saying that it's going to be part of the test, of the test routes, because in Ireland, it's definitely not part of the test routes. And as far as I know, in the UK, it's still not part of the test routes. But it's vital because it's one of the most critical parts of driving. And let's face it, with so many people commuting now, the amount of learners that we have on our motorways who haven't been given motorway training, whose lane discipline is terrible, and they might be driving blissfully unaware that they're causing all sorts of hardship for people behind, and people are getting frustrated and so on. So it's something that has to be looked at and radically overhauled, because again, your driving test can be called off if the weather's bad. Or if it's too dark, if visibility is poor. And these are conditions everybody will find
driving,
themselves driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as Tony will tell you, there's no fast-tracking real time spent on the road observing and seeing things. But you can, with training, prepare people and have them understanding what's unfolding in front of them.
And just to clarify, the situation that's been brought in now in the UK, it's going to allow learner drivers just on the motorway for a lesson, but they will have to have an official instructor with them, and that car must have dual controls.
Yeah, it'll have dual controls, and it'll only happen in the late stage of their module. I think Tony would probably point out this better than me, but there's maybe four sections in the learning process that learners do here, and in the latter part, when they're up to more complex types of driving, it only happens in the UK in the latter part of training. And to be honest, if people can drive around and if they're competent on dual carriageways, a motorway should be no problem to them at all under instruction. So the fear of a driving instructor suddenly jumping on the dual controls and stopping a learner taken to the motorway, it would be pretty rare, only possibly in an emergency. And let's face it, an instructor is not going to risk their lives and others with a novice who's not ready to go onto the motorway.
Couple of texts in. Most European countries have motorway driving as part of learning. Should be the same here. Too late after the test. Another one. A lot of routes force learner drivers on huge diversions in order to avoid motorways. Our road network isn't designed to facilitate learner drivers. And someone else saying, everybody knows what this is about, what it's angling at. More lessons after your initial test. I don't think so. Tony, let me come back to you. In terms of what Michael was saying there about tests being cancelled when it's too dark or when the weather isn't quite right, again, is that not feeding into a situation whereby we're having people who are getting their full licences but they haven't really had that road experience?
Indeed, we have people here in Dublin City who pass the driving test and they don't get into sixth gear on a six-speed transmission simply because of the volume of traffic. They don't get up to through the accelerating phases of a modern car. And bearing in mind that the car that they're using for driver training is invariably at the lower end of the scale in terms of power to weight. It's generally a 1 litre car, you know what I mean, that type of stuff. And you bring that onto a motorway and the acceleration quality of it against the cars that are using it, and you're asking a novice driver to have the judgment of speed and distance to come down a slip road and join the flow of traffic, that, you know, if it's an open motorway, that you should be hitting lane one, like at certainly around 100 kilometres an hour up to 110 kilometres an hour. It's 120 permitted if conditions allow. And you can have people doing, substantially more than 120 kilometres on motorways. We have to deal in the real here, that not everybody obeys the rules. And you take a novice onto a road where somebody's coming down and they're going again substantially more, like large HGVs, they're sitting at 90k. You don't get that when you're doing your driving test. You're not out dealing with all of that. And again, there's a massive onus on the instructor here to ensure the safety. And while the car has to be dual controlled, the instructor does not have access to the steering, being a dual controlled car, unless they reach over and take the steering off. But they don't have access to the two mirrors left and right. Mm. They only have a centre mirror. There's a massive issue on an instructor here, and some instructors might be a little bit reticent about taking people who are novices onto motorways.
Michael, are learner drivers, you know, it is obviously wrong and it's illegal, but are they driving on the motorway? Again, that text there, you know, sometimes you have to go around the houses if you don't go down onto the motorway.
We know from the callers who've rung in over the last weeks and months that people have to commute and people are living and people are flaunting the law, and Tony will tell you there's a lot of people. Ireland has a particularly cavalier attitude when it comes to obeying legislation, and particularly when it comes to driving on learner permits. And whether a car has L plates up or not, you frequently might find that L plates on the motorway are being driven by the parent of somebody who's learning to drive. And then you'll have people who'll just take down their L plates altogether and just slip along with the flow of traffic. And, you know, guards on patrol on the motorway, and there aren't that many of them, they're not mind readers. They're not going to know if that person is just going about their business. So a lot of people are doing that, which is utterly against the law, but needs must. So unfortunately, until our attitude changes as Irish people, but the UK, we'll always keep a close eye on what they're doing, but we're far less law-abiding when it comes to rules, and particularly rules governing governing the driving test.
Loads of texts in on this issue. One here: we need motorway education, not just for drivers new to the motorway, which is what Tony was saying there. From what I can see, most people think the middle lane on a three-lane motorway is for normal driving. It slows down traffic so much every day on the M50.
And you can get a penalty point for that.
You can.
I wish more people would be aware of that. If you're not sitting in the left-hand lane where you're meant to be driving at all times, if it is clear, you are committing a traffic offence, which gets you one penalty point. So
absolutely. And another one in: you don't need much training to know to just bloody keep left on a motorway. Common sense that some idiots seem to ignore.
And again, as Tony will tell you, Irish people, particularly the M50, they're very bad at taking their lanes correctly when it comes to exiting and joining the motorway. That's a big problem.
The big thing as well is that not everybody has access to motorways in Ireland. You know, it's all right for us if we're living here in Dublin City, but if you're in Donegal, you're in West Kerry, West Cork, how are you going to take driving lessons on motorways? You're going to have to travel quite a distance. So, you know what I mean? We have to be practical here and give the learner driver who's enthusiastic, who at their age, and bearing in mind the average age is 17 to 23, they're young, educated, exuberant, you know what I mean, worldly wise young people in terms of their travel at that age, and they want to get this license because it's a huge thing on their CV.
And ultimately, Tony, we'll all benefit because they'll be better drivers and it'll be a nicer place to be on our roads.
Now we have to leave it there. Tony Toner, Training Director with the Institute of Advanced Motorists of Ireland, and Michael Sheridan, our motoring journalist, here on The Last Word on Wheels.
The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper
and the Volvo S90. The Last Word in Innovation with Semi-Autonomous Technology as standard.